Hello and welcome to the commentary of the Bartlett episode of Ambiguous, number 53, Bartlett. And here with me again tonight is Mr. Carl Bartlett, the man I interviewed.
Good evening. Thank you.
So we've decided to do a commentary on this because it's been quite a while since we got together. This podcast was actually put out very early in January this year, so it's been about 6 months.
Yes.
And we've decided it's time to update ourselves.
This is one of my favorites.
This is the commentary on 53 Bartlett of Ambiguous. Hello. Today with me, I have Mr. Carl Bartlett.
So, I remember, Carl, I've been wanting you to get back into the podcast for quite a while.
And
that's right.
I like it. Carl, you know, you were pretty popular on one of the earlier ones.
Interesting. That's an interesting comment.
And, you know, people were kind of into that, so I was like, well, I should just get a full interview with them.
I was scared to come back into the podcast thing after my last success, the heady heights that we reached. And I know I was sounded at this point a little tentative in the
Can you spell explorative?
Podcast.
Yeah, why I asked you to spell explorative? I mean, we were talking about explore, and I just thought about, you know, going exploring or being...
You chucked me a curveball.
I did, but, you know, being a person who explores is being explorative.
I handled it all right, though.
I think you did.
Who's your new telephone?
No, do you have one?
Something horrible happened here where I just... I just kept repeating myself.
Many people thought that was just like a re-edit, because sometimes I do that. But no, it was actual... That was the footage.
Yeah, this is probably the first time we've told anyone outside of this room about... that it was not a re-edit.
Yeah, that's pretty... Yeah.
I mean, I just let people think what they wanted after that. I don't know what to say.
And they just get fucked off. It's like being in the Twilight Zone.
Man, I'm not sure why I let you swear there.
I don't know. I just let it go.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I've been a lot more careful about that sort of thing.
That's good to hear. See, this is a bit of the... do you remember that?
Taking the saying Merry Christmas to...
I don't know where I was going with the singing, to be completely honest. We were talking about mirrors, and I just... That song, I don't know, you know? Just something about my childhood.
Oh, hang on. Here's the point.
Hold on.
Now, obviously, this one is...
This is priceless, though.
As much as I wish I could sing like this, you know, there's not much chance of that. You can hear me at the end, and I'm not as good as the awesome singer who should be acclaimed for this song. I'm not sure why they didn't win a Grammy off this.
I have to give you all credit.
That was the thing, man.
I have to give you all credit for this theme song to my life. Thank you.
Oh,
it meant a lot to me, man.
Well, yeah, it's a great song. You know, ever since I put it on the podcast, it's sort of been like a personal kind of thing for me.
It's a call to arms.
It is.
It's a personal inspiration for
my
life journey. Listeners, we're reliving this moment again.
Can you feel like the subtext of the lyrics? This is a great song. I had to cut it short. This was originally the long version, but I just cut it to the normal show.
Oh, come on.
That's my theme song to life.
Yeah.
That song always makes me cry.
It does.
Oh, it does. And again. And again.
Yeah.
If you
that was
have
not
an accident,
that was
would
not
give you
at all contrived.
What would it be
if I stuck my hand?
Now this is quite a favorite of many people.
Electrocuted, and
Carl
then suddenly
Bartlett.
I was shooting toast
out
of my
man.
Fingers.
I don't know
you
where this came from.
Your own
honestly,
with continental
this just
breakfast.
Came out of
I would just
nowhere.
Be like,
it was like
that shit everywhere.
Somebody shot me a bolt of inspired lightning.
It's become one of the classic.
Would you do like
classic sketches on my show?
That would be
more
awesome.
I liked it how you just jumped straight away onto the next part. You developed the idea with whole grain and white grain.
Well, you know, we got to work together quickly, like bouncing ideas off each other.
But you just absolutely ran with it.
It's been a long road to hoe.
Now, what does that mean? The hoe?
Hoe.
It's been a long road to hoe.
Sometimes you do.
Well, back in the days of slavery, the slaves had to hoe the road.
How much I love you.
Right.
With a hoe.
That's all I want
to say. Who do you love and who are your fans? I mean,
simple.
I thought it was funny at the time because you said it, so I just put it up to embarrass you, but
ambiguous.
I don't know, man. I just had a moment where I needed to talk out to the fans out there. I needed to relate to them.
Okay. Well, that's our commentary of 53 Bartlett.
Peace out.
And, yeah. Now you know how we see it.